Dallas Willard has this great phrase. He says, many evangelical Christians, which would identify the majority of us in this room right now, but many evangelical Christians are guilty of vampire Christianity. And the first time I read that, I thought, that's one of the weirdest statements I've ever heard. But think about it. He said, most Christians only want Jesus for his blood, ignoring the way that he teaches us to live. Give us Jesus on Friday and Saturday and Resurrection Sunday, but don't bother us with all that other stuff about turning the other cheek and selling everything that you have and finding him in the margins, because, you know, that just really messes up my convenient life that I've got carved out for me. Charles Campbell, who's written a provocative book called The Word on the Street, teaches at Columbia Seminary in Decatur, Georgia. He was teaching a class at the church where I served this last spring, and he said it like this. He said, it's not that Christians possess God, and we come together on Sundays, and we rally, and we encourage each other, and then we go out into the world and dispense God like we can take him in a McDonald's bag. God's already out there at work. And what he's calling us to do is find the places he's at work and jump in. And yes, you're going to make mistakes, but find out where he's present, where he's already working. The tension for me in all of this is whether I'm an admirer of Jesus or whether I'm actually a follower. And there is a difference between being somebody who says, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I want to be immersed into his story, and I believe all of this is true and good and right and just and beautiful. It's a whole other thing to say, I'll follow you to the Jerusalem cross. I'll get myself killed for you